We're here tonight with Valerie Gilardi, Trish Rose, Jesse Sills, and Judy Hayes. So we want to start out by asking, how did they possibly get involved in this motorcycle idea? Let's start with the president of Chrome Angels, Jesse Sills. Jesse?
I've always loved motorcycles. Grew up riding them on the back with boyfriends and such. And about 11 years ago, I decided to buy my own.
What made you decide to get off the back of the man's bike and get the bike of your own?
Just an empowerment thing, I think. You get to a point in your life where you don't want to be responsible to other people. And I was riding with an old boyfriend and just looked around and saw all the ladies that were riding and decided that it was time I did it. It's always been a passion I wanted to try.
And Jesse, what made you decide to start the Chrome Angels?
After I lost my mother to breast cancer in 2003, she died in January. In July that year, I decided to combine her love of angels and my love of riding and found the Chrome Angels.
How many members are there?
Right now, I think we have 15. We're not a very large club, but we make a great impact on the community.
Okay, and let's ask Valerie. Valerie, how did you become a rider?
I first became a rider. A friend of mine that I worked with got me involved, and the cause is a great cause, and I've always loved motorcycles and wanted to ride, and she asked me to come to a meeting, and I was hooked.
How many bikes have you owned over your lifetime?
I've owned two. The first one was a Yamaha 650, and right now I ride what would be classified as a scooter, for physical reasons. However, it's good size and the size of a sports bike, and I can keep up with the best of them.
Trish Rose, what got you started in motorcycle?
Well, I started when I was about 14 out in the country riding through the woods, and then I got married and had children, so decided it was too dangerous. But when they were gone, I decided to take it up again, and I started out on a Ninja, and now I ride a Suzuki 650cc, a little race racket, because I love speed.
Well, I noticed that your garage has other speedy vehicles in it besides your rocket. You've covered a lot of time on motorcycles. How is it different now from when you were riding around in the country?
Well, of course, the main thing is the traffic. But I also think that people are becoming more aware of motorcycles, and the more they're mentioned, the more the awareness level will grow. So it's great for you and other syndications to put us out there and make people more aware.
You mentioned the problem of traffic and the problem of drivers being aware. That's one of the biggest situations for motorcyclists, their vulnerability out there in traffic. How do you handle the fact that you're out there unenclosed, shall we say? And how do you handle that and the danger of that?
I go real fast, and I go by them like the speed of light. They don't even know I'm there.
Let's go to Judy Hayes. Judy, what got you started in biking?
When I moved to Florida in 1972, I had two desires: learn to water ski, learn to ride a motorcycle. Someone accidentally told me one day that somebody that worked at the Ford garage had a motorcycle they needed to trade on a car because they just had a baby. So I searched him out, paid him $200, and gave him my car and took his motorcycle over. Didn't know how to ride it. Had somebody take it home for me. Then my boyfriend took me to this subdivision that was being built. Only the roads were there. He spent 3 hours running behind me, balancing me so I could change gears. And after 3 hours, we went back home. The next weekend, he was too busy. He couldn't go. So I went through the dirt, the sand roads, because it was up in St. Augustine, off of A1A, down the road, across A1A, back to that subdivision with a gas can, and I spent 8 hours teaching myself to ride that motorcycle. And I rode it every day to work until it blew up, and then I got another one and rode that one every day for 2 years. Then I had a child, got back on it once, and said, can't do this. The responsible bug got me. So I had that child 30 years ago. Then I had another child 16 years ago. When he turned 13, I had a little vision. I had a little scare of breast cancer myself. It turned out not to be. But during that little scare, which sometimes takes a month to figure out what's going on with you, I said to my husband, you know, if they told me I only had 6 months to live, there'd be a motorcycle in the driveway tonight. The next day, I thought about it all day. I called him from work, and I said, I'm at the motorcycle shop signing papers for a motorcycle. He says, I wonder how long that was going to take you after what you said yesterday. So I rode that one. I started out with a 650 Yamaha because my other bikes were like a 250 and a 360. So he said, get a bigger one, get a bigger one. I said, no, 650 is good enough to enter the market again. So in 6 months, I traded up, mainly because the headlight was too small. I couldn't see at night. So now I ride a Kawasaki 900 Vulcan. It's not a loud bike like a Harley makes it blub, blub, blub. Mine goes, sort of. But I put an air horn on it because it drives me crazy to hear the blub, blub, blub all the time. But when I need people to know I'm there, I wanted them to know I was there. So the air horn does the trick.
Is that what you use as your one of your main safety features on the bike?
Besides my eyes, yes.
Is that what you depend on to keep you safe out there when you're on the road with the cars that sometimes aren't paying a lot of attention to the motorcyclist?
I think when you're out there, you have to drive defensively. When you're looking ahead, your eyes are constantly going right, left, forward, behind you, mirrors, whatever. And the special thing that I do when somebody's pulling out of the road to my right is to look at their front left wheel. Because if that's moving, they're going to pull out in front of you. And you can pretty well gauge that way. If you wait and you're looking at the driver, you can't see what he's doing. But if you watch his car, you can. And then the horn, really the horn is for me, my own feel good, I guess. Because I know people cannot hear that horn, even as loud as it is, where I need them to hear it. So it's more driving defensively, I believe, all of us. Even when we ride together, we're watching out for one another.
With 10% of the drivers in the United States now are women motorcyclists, how do you feel about being called biker babes or chrome divas? Or how do you feel about that idea?
I think women have come a long way from being called a babe. Most of us are professional women who ride. We ride because we love the spirit of it and the freedom of it. And I think that's kind of disrespectful. And there's no divas in our club, that's for sure.
If you had to describe the women that are in your club, what kind of adjectives would you use for them?
Smart, independent, professional, fun-loving, probably compassionate and caring.
When you say compassionate and caring, can you tell me some of the things that Chrome Angels do that shows that compassion?
We do two events a year, two motorcycle events, but they're open to the public. Anybody can attend. We do one in January for breast cancer and its victims, and then we do one in the summer that we choose a charity that's in need of help, usually abused women and children.
How do you raise the money?
We get corporate sponsorships. We sell space on the back of our T-shirts. We charge an admission, and for the admission price, the guests get the shirt, usually prize tickets. They get a meal, and they have a good afternoon of entertainment and fun. The first year we did it, about 110 people show up. It was 32 degrees and raining, so you never know in January. And in the last two or three years, it's been cold in the morning, but we have riders come in from Tampa, St. Augustine, Daytona, as well as Orlando area.
And about, do you have any sense about how much money you provide for cancer victims?
Well, it just depends on the lady herself. We will help them with expenses they need to get medical treatment. We do not pay medical bills. We'll pay their co-pays. We'll pay their living expenses if their power is being shut off or they don't have food in their family because they've lost their jobs or don't have insurance. Last year alone, we helped 17 women with breast cancer. Last year, we raised a little over 17,000 at Pink Ribbons. The year before that, when the economy was a little better, it was 26,000 in 5 hours.
When you're out there on the bike, Jesse, how does it feel? Can you describe to me, I'm going to ask each and every one of your friends here that same question, how does it feel out there on the bike?
Well, I tell everybody my bike is my therapy, because when I'm on my bike, I can't worry about anything else except riding and taking care of myself. It's very empowering. It's very exciting. It is dangerous. It is more dangerous than probably anything most of us have ever done in our lives. But I think that's part of the enjoyment of it. But there's no more empowering feeling for a woman than to be on her own motorcycle.
Valerie, how does it make you feel when you're out there on the road?
It's just so much fun being outside, being in the air, being able to smell all the smells that you can smell. It's very freeing. It's very therapeutic. You can't think about or worry about anything except what you're doing. Riding, because it takes all of your senses to ride and to ride safely.
Okay. Trish, what does it feel like when you're out there on the road?
Pure pleasure. I just absolutely feel there is no other time on earth. It's better than a man. It's better than a dog. It's better than anything that you could possibly think of, except I do like zip lining. That's fun too. I find great pleasure in that.
What is it that that drives you to do these things like zip lining, speed? Is it something that not all women have?
I like living on the edge. I like the adrenaline rush. And I like the feeling that gets inside of me when I fly down the road, head into those curves, and make it.
Judy, what?
A fact to follow.
I agree. It is a rough act to follow. It almost makes me want to go get a motorcycle. Judy, what is the feeling that you have when you're out there on the open road?
When I'm in traffic, it can be tense. It's not real relaxing. But when you get to the open road, it is probably the freest you can ever feel. As far as empowerment, like Jesse said, I rode in the 70s, early 70s. There were no women riding at that time. You didn't see them, unless they said property of Scooter Trash on the back of their vest or something like that. They were usually riding behind someone. So someone driving their own was very rare. Now, when I ride, well, I ride with women. Almost every group has women in it. And many times when you see people coming, it's a man and a woman coming on separate bikes rather than on one bike now. I don't think it's as empowering as it was for me, but it still makes me feel special, and it makes me feel very young.
Do you ever go to the conventions and the gatherings like Daytona Beach Bike Week?
Yes.
And if you do, why?
You go there because people, similar interest, outlandish outfits, trashy women, fun parties, and somebody says, let's go. And so you just go strap on your helmet if you wear one, and you go. And then wherever you end up is where you end up, and it's always fun.
And speaking of that, you do wear a helmet. What is it that makes you made that choice, since in Florida it's optional?
I've always worn one. I have a child. He's 15. I would like to see him become an old man. My family thinks it's important, at least until he's grown, that I wear one. I did go through the neighborhood once without it, and it does feel a lot better. But the responsibility that I have makes me put it on. In my head, I see a raw egg. If you drop one on the floor, it splats. If you put that same raw egg inside a tennis ball and drop it, it doesn't splat. So that's why I wear one. Maybe one day I won't, but now I will.
You'd prefer your head to be inside the tennis ball.
Yes. Yes, very much.
Okay, thank you. Trish, do you ride? Do you wear a helmet when you ride?
Yes, I do. I have a full-face helmet, especially for my type of bike, being a crotch rocket. It's more or less keeps my hair down and keeps it in place much better.
So that it doesn't swirl around and
yeah,
get in your...
It doesn't get all knotted up. It protects my hair. I guess my head, too.
Jesse, I noticed that when you arrived, you didn't wear a helmet. What was your reasoning?
Well, I kind of have my own feeling about that. I think that if you're mature enough to own your own motorcycle and you know the dangers, it's your choice whether you wear a helmet or not. I do wear one when it's raining or when it's very, very cold. But I think it's my choice if I know what I'm facing. There's a saying that says, let those who ride decide, and that's the way I feel.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've been in real danger when you were out there on the bike?
Yes, a couple of times. People are always cutting you off. That's one reason my bike is very loud. I do ride Harleys, and my bikes are very loud. I also have air horns on mine, but that doesn't seem to matter if somebody's talking on the telephone or playing with their kids in the back seat or arguing with the spouse in the other seat. I had to lay my bike down once coming off the 408 to avoid being run over. Thank goodness it was a rainy, cold morning and I had leather on, but my chaps were shredded and I couldn't walk for about 4 days.
Valerie, have you ever been in an accident on your bike?
The only time I've been in an accident on my bike is through my own carelessness. Close encounters, yes.
Valerie, what about being with other bikers at conventions and gatherings, whether it's a gathering with Chrome Angels or a gathering at Bike Week? Do you like to participate in those things?
I do. There's a camaraderie. It's fun. I can't even begin to tell you what it feels like to be with a group of people who are riding motorcycles and you're with them. It's a different sensation, and it's just a different feeling.
Jesse, what about you? Do you go to Bike Week?
Absolutely. I go to all the events because I write for Thunder Press magazine as well, so I actually get paid to party. So I have to be there. Bike Week is one of the oldest motorcycle gatherings in the United States. We just celebrated a 69th year in Daytona. It is. It's like the girl said, it's very exhilarating. It's a lot of fun. You get to see people you don't see for months on end, and you'll run into them, you know, at something going on up there. There's good food. There's always lots of exhibits now. There are a lot of big dealerships around who bring all their special products in that can show us what's new and upcoming, or safety products, things like that. So it's a lot of fun.
Trish, you've been a motorcyclist for a lot of years. Tell me, what is the perception that people have of you? I mean, you're a beautiful, blonde-haired, chick. And I say that with every compliment. What is the perception that people have when you ride it on this rocket? What do you think they think?
Absolute shock, especially the police officers. When they stop me, you would not believe the expression on their face. First of all, they think I'm a young boy, and that's why they pull me over. Then they notice I am a girl. Then they go into extra shock when they look at the date on my license. Then they can't believe my rap sheet. And you would not believe how they can see the different faces that you have from the time you got your license. But of course, I keep getting younger, so that even puts them into more shock. And then they let me go.
What about men that aren't policemen, just ordinary guys? Do they have a different perception of you when they see you on that bike?
Generally, I ride alone, and I just don't pay attention because, you know, they're only men. So it's just not important to me, and I really don't even notice.
Judy, when you're riding, and you are a mother, a wife, do people have a different perception when they see you on your bike with your leather on?
My friends think I'm rather odd anyway most of the time. So when I bought the bike and rode it to work the first day, they were like, "Why do you have those funny clothes on?" I said, "Well, I got to go down in the gym and change clothes. I rode the motorcycle." "Motorcycle?" And then the question started. Now every day it's like, "Did you ride today? Did you ride today?" They think it's fascinating. My son, that's 15, is 6'6". He will not ride behind his daddy or myself because it looks like a giant is coming up behind us. You know, my husband knew I was going to do it someday. My boss, I'm not sure she's still used to it. But she's realized it didn't change me. It just put less wheels on me to get to work.
The dream of the right way to spend the rest of my life would be just to ride off into the sunset and never have to turn around, except for a glimpse at my family from time to time, and just enjoy the rest of my years traveling through all foreign lands.
Sounds like a great dream.